We're on?
Yes.
We will call this conference, free conference committee together for Senate Bill 64. Will the secretary please take the roll?
Fielder?
Present.
Senator Swandle?
Present.
Senator Wolken?
Here.
Representative Rodell?
Here.
Representative Dudek?
Here.
Representative Homeland?
Here.
Okay, quorum being present, we can proceed. And Rachel, would you please kind of explain where we're at and what we need to know?
Madam Chair, committee members, so what you have before you should be the reference copy of Senate Bill 64, and then the green sheets that you see on top of it are the individual amendments that were put into the bill by the House. The Senate rejected the House amendments, and a free conference committee was appointed. Senator Wolken has requested that two amendments be prepared, and you'll see those in front of you. Each packet has the amendments on the top, and then just the relevant sections of Senate Bill 64 with the changes that the amendment would make highlighted. And Madam Chair, if you want, I can walk through each amendment before they're moved, or you can move them and walk through them individually. It'd be up to your preference.
Senator Wolken, what's your pleasure with this?
Well, maybe I could move them in. Explain them.
You want to move one at a time, or do you want to discuss both of them? Are they both related to each other?
No, maybe one at a time.
Okay.
That's okay.
Senator Wolken, why don't you go ahead and move the one first that you think we ought to handle first.
Thank you. I move SB006415.ARW.
Okay, thank you. Would you please explain that?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, this amendment fixes, so there were a number of amendments put on in this in-house judiciary and in-house appropriations that were really good amendments. I think made the bill better. But there wasn't a change made, and then not, it was going to be changed back, and it never did. So basically what happened was, for when people get sanctioned for a parole violation, it was taken out that they can be sanctioned in a secure facility. So they had to go back to basically a community corrections place. The problem is a lot of those places don't take some sexual offenders. They don't take some violent offenders. Obviously, for public safety reasons, we have to be able to sanction parole violators in a secure facility. So that is what this amendment does. Madam Chair.
Thank you. And members, you can see on the attachment that it's highlighted. What the amendment does is highlighted in yellow. Any questions about the motion to amend? Seeing none.
Question.
Question's been called. All in favor of the motion to amend with 6415.ARW, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Say nay. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. And Senator Wolken, would you like to, what do? We move the bill as amended now, or do we just move into the next amendment?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I move SB006416.ARW.
Okay. And Senator Wolken, would you explain this one?
Yes, Madam Chair. Thank you. So as this bill was moving forward, it originally had an effective date of January 1st, 2018. But with discussions with the Department of Corrections, and I know they have a representative here who could speak to it as well, they're having... One of the reasons we have this bill is because they have such a hard time getting people on right now what is a 7-member all-volunteer board. I think at this juncture they only have actually 3, some ones out sick, so they only even have 3 out of the 7, and they it's their preference, and they believe they can work within the existing funds to move the start date to July so they can start the process of actually getting the permanent board, professional board. So that is that what this amendment would do.
So you can see members on page, what's numbered 19, it's the second page, also changes it from 30 days to 60 days. Okay. And then the date is changed to July 1st, 2017. Any questions on that motion? Representative Rodell.
Madam Chair, for Senator Wolken.
Madam Chair, how often does the board currently meet right now?
Madam Chair, could I defer that to Ms. Cotton with the Department of Corrections, please?
Yes, Ms. Cotton.
This is Cotton stuff.
Please state your name for the record.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Adrienne Cotton, C-O-T-T-O-N, Government Relations for Department of Corrections. I don't know just off the top of my head how frequently they're meeting right now, but I can get you those numbers by tomorrow.
Yeah, Madam Chair, what I'm kind of looking for is on the 30 days, is that going to cause a hiccup in their process, or do they meet more often than that, or how does that work?
Madam Chair, Representative Bredell, the 30 days, can you, I unfortunately don't have a copy of the bill. Where are we thinking the 30 days is at?
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, Ms. Cotton, on page 18, line 4, we strike 30 days and push it out to 60 days on.
Thank you, Senator Fielder, Chairwoman Fielder, Representative Bredell. I believe that the 60 days as opposed to the 30 days is advantageous, actually, because it just gives the governor a little bit more time, especially because the implementation date is moved up. These are going to be very important positions, and it gives some more time for vetting, so I don't see that portion being problematic for either the Board of Pardons and Parole or for the Department of Corrections.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, we try a voice vote on this as well. All in favor of amendment 6416.arw, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed, say nay. Motion carries unanimously. Further discussion?
And then you have a motion to adopt the free conference committee.
I would entertain a motion to adopt the conference or the free conference committee report.
So moved.
Senator Swando has moved.
No, we're okay. Just okay. Motion. Yeah.
Senator Swando has moved to adopt the free conference committee report. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed, say nay. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, committee. We are adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you.
Adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you.
Committee, we are.